The Rothschilds, the name itself means Red Shield. They were the Bauer family, Bauer. Amschel Bauer was the kingpin, if you will, of the family, and they changed their name to Rothschild, to the Red Shield, a la Red Cross. Okay, here we're on the Rothschildsarchive.org site, and it says British Red Cross. Now, if you're like, well, the American Red Cross and the British Red Cross aren't the same thing. Well, if you know anything about what's really going on in the world, you know that America is the debt slave of Great Britain, and we have been for 150 years at minimal. Okay, so anything American is British. Okay, now it says here the Rothschild family has been closely associated with the British Red Cross since its inception in 1870, when Nathaniel, first Lord Rothschild, became one of the founding members of the Committee of the National Society for Aid to the Sick and Wounded in War. Oh, how thoughtful. The war that they probably funded on both sides since, who knows, the Napoleonic Wars, way back when. Anyway, he became chairman of the society on the death of the founding chairman in 1901, and he held the post until his death in 1915. He was a key figure in the reorganization of the society into the British Red Cross in 1905. His son Charles was one of the first council members of the newly formed British Red Cross from 1905, serving until his death in 1923. He took an active role establishing financial systems and national procedures for the society in 1909, and serving on the executive committee at the time of the First World War. Marie, Mrs. Leopold de Rothschild, was twice mentioned in dispatches during the First World War in connection with her work as president of the Middlesex branch of the British Red Cross Voluntary Aid Detachment, VAD. She was also involved in the establishment of the Aylesbury Military Hospital and was made a CBE for her work for the war effort. Now, some people have said, well, yeah, the Vatican runs the Red Cross, and that may very well be true, but if you really think about it, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, they're one and the same. I mean, these families of the original Illuminati 13 bloodlines inbreed amongst each other and within their own families, for that matter. So they want to keep their bloodlines as pure and sick and evil as possible. And if you recall, you've heard someone do research discovering that all presidents are related. Does that sound like an election to you or a selection? The Vatican is no exception. They're part of it. They're all part of the deep state cabal. So if you think about it, it's a vicious cycle where the Rothschilds cause the horrific disaster and then they want you to donate to them without knowing it.
Well, the federal government has designated the American Red Cross to co-lead mass care during disasters.
Take us through the donation process. Say someone donates $100. How much of that is going to go to the Harvey victims? Because they're saying, look, I want to help the Harvey victims. I'm so moved. There are some concerns that some of that money goes to Red Cross overhead, Red Cross PR. So how much of that $100 actually goes to the Harvey victims that people want to help?
Well, on average, 91 cents of every dollar that we spend goes to our services.
To Harvey victim, when you say our services, I don't know if that means Red Cross services or the money that's going to the Harvey victims.
It's Red Cross services that are going, so things like food, things like supplies, things like cleanup kits. And depending on the level of financial support that we get, we'd also like to give financial support.
You heard that correctly. And here's another article explaining their discrepancies. Natural News. If you're familiar with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, The group has publicly celebrated its work, but in fact, the Red Cross has repeatedly failed on the ground in Haiti. This is back in 2010. Confidential memos, emails from worried top officers, and accounts of a dozen frustrated and disappointed insiders show the charity has broken promises, squandered donations, and made dubious claims of success. The Red Cross says it has provided homes to more than 130,000 people, but the actual number of permanent homes the group has built in all in Haiti?
Six houses. Yes, according to a joint ProPublica and NPR investigation, despite boasting that it has provided housing for 130,000 people, the charity has only built six permanent homes. The problem, according to the report, is the Red Cross's heavy reliance on foreign workers who could not speak French or Creole, as well as micromanagement from Washington, where people had little experience in development. The Red Cross said in a statement to RT, thanks to the generosity of our donors, almost 5.5 years after the devastating earthquake in Haiti, the American Red Cross has made a difference in the lives of millions of Haitians who desperately needed help and humanitarian assistance. These funds have helped build and operate 8 hospitals and clinics, stem a deadly cholera outbreak, provide clean water and sanitation, and move more than 100,000 people out of makeshift tents into safe and improved housing. However, the investigation points out that the quality of such improved housing is generally poor and, of course, temporary. Not only that, but the Center for Economic and Policy Research, or CEPR, recently questioned the Red Cross as to how they keep track of the number of people they claim to help. And the reality is that the Red Cross counts even people trained in proper construction techniques as benefiting from their programs. The Red Cross refused to tell ProPublica how much money went to which projects or even point to results of specific initiatives. What remains certain is that despite a multi-million dollar fundraising effort endorsed by the likes of First Lady Michelle Obama to build 700 homes by 2013, while the money came through, promised houses did not go up. Today, at least 80,000 Haitians are homeless, according to CEPR. And at this pace, it looks as though the Western Hemisphere's poorest nation is bound to receive little support from the U.S.'s fifth largest charity.
Now, my last rant will be on the Red Lost. I'm sorry, the Red Cross. Because the Red Cross, if anybody wants to donate to the Red Cross, please call me. I beg you not to send them a penny. They are the most inept, unorganized organization that I've ever experienced. I've been in Kingwood fighting this thing, and we have not seen one person, not a single person from the Red Lost. Yet, every time I turn on the TV, they're receiving hundreds of millions of dollars. What are you guys doing with it? How many contractors are you helping us with? So, to this day, many days after the hurricane hit, I have not seen a single person in Kingwood or in Clear Lake that's a representative of the Red Cross. You know who opened our shelters? We did. You know who sent water and supplies? We did. People didn't have cots. We got them blankets. We didn't get a darn thing from the Red Cross. So if anybody wants to send them money, don't waste your time. Don't waste your money. Send it to other causes. Thank you, Mayor.
Thanks, Councilman Martin.
In effect, the Red Cross exploited the Haiti earthquake as a way to get gullible donors to wipe out its massive operational debt. Who were the other people that allegedly ripped off Haiti with $1 billion in donations? Oh, right, that was the Clinton Foundation, right? Not much difference if you ask me. I'll leave a link in the description with this article because it's pretty fascinating to say the least. Mike Adams rails on them pretty good, explaining who the Red Cross really is and what they're really all about. Anytime we donate to the Red Cross for carpet canes, whatever, now you know where it's going. Makes you sick, doesn't it? I know it does me. So they're just hoping most people don't find out, and they just keep getting money hand over fist handed to them, and that's why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, because the poor donate out of the goodness of their heart to the cause a horrific disaster, not knowing A, who caused it, and B, where the donation's really going.